Hello and welcome to the Cultured Bumpkin. Now today we're doing something a little different. On TikTok, I put out a little post about if you know anything about literature, you want to talk about it, you got to come on my podcast. And then you can, we'll talk and then you'll read your favorite poem or something like that. And Adele Spears and I set up a time due to that TikTok post. And we had this talk, which you're about to hear. And now there's a couple things to keep in mind. I'm using a new program called Riverside for this particular one, in which I was able to grab some video as well, but I didn't have my mic set up. I couldn't even figure out how to do it. I think I had to download a driver for my interface, yada, yada, yada. I am not a very technical guy. So anyway, the sound, the audio on my end, it sounds like I plugged in a toaster and recorded it on that. Adele sounds great, thankfully, and she's the one who obviously does most of the talking. So just overlook my bad, audio quality on my end, and just know that for the next one, hopefully, fingers crossed and the good Lord willing, it'll be better. Okay, so consider this a swing and a miss on my end, but you can still hear me fine. It's just, it doesn't sound like this. And Adele sounds great. So anyway, let's hear this interview, this fun conversation that I had. I had a great time talking with her. And then she does two great poems, one by Lewis Carroll and one by James Whitcomb Riley that are, she just did so good. Loved it. And I hope you love it too. So here we go.
You're listening to The Cultured Bumpkin, a literature podcast with Jake Phillips, where we present audiobook quality readings of the classics for your enjoyment. Thank you for stopping by. And remember, just because you're a bumpkin doesn't mean you can't be cultured.
Hello and welcome to The Cultured Bumpkin. This is the first time using a video format. And so we've got Adele Spears with us today. We're going to just talk a little literature and have her read a couple poems for us. So Adele, thank you very much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we. I used to think TikTok was just like dancing teenagers, and so I never got on it. And it turns out there's a lot of cool people on there doing very normal things, or cool things anyway. And that's kind of like we just, I don't know, some kind of way linked up through literature hashtags or something. So, yeah, TikTok's real cool. And while we're on it, what's your, I'll put it in the show notes, but what is your TikTok handle?
At Adele on Location.
Good deal. And I'll have that in the show notes, but very cool. So tell us about yourself. What do you, what's your background? Why do you like literature? When was the first time that you remember thinking, I like whatever?
Ever since I was a kid, I lived a couple of blocks from a library, and we lived in a part of the very small town that was a lot of old people. So there wasn't a lot of other kids to play with. Two blocks away from me was a cemetery, and two blocks in the other direction was a library. And so they kind of called me Little Matilda because I would just go up and fill a little cart with as many books as they would allow me to go get. And I would bring them home and I would read all of them in a very short amount of time and bring them all back. And they all knew me on a first name basis. And, pretty soon I read through all the children's books and they had to start pulling young adult books for me because they didn't want me getting into, you know, ones that were too adult in the young adult. And so they would start feeding me specific books to get through. And I just loved it.
So very much a real life Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, basically. Yes.
That's awesome. So who are some, from any genre, like who do you enjoy reading?
Oh gosh. I mean, like a lot of the classic stuff. I mean, I say classic. I really liked Tolkien growing up. I mean, all of the fantasy kind of stuff. Because, you know, at any age, of course, but especially when you're younger, you always want to, you know, escape. And so, like, Tolkien and of course, I feel like everyone, but maybe it's just my generation, went through the Harry Potter phase. And so had to read all of the Harry Potter books as they came out. We had to get them at midnight. And I made my mom go to the bookstore to get them. All of those. I really like the Percy Jackson books for any age. I know that they're young adult books, but I enjoy them now. I think they're very well written. And any of the books that come out of what he's doing now are really good. He's elevating other authors from underprivileged, you know, that wouldn't get the recognition. He's using his name to kind of in a Rick Riordan Presents series. So other authors that wouldn't get the recognition, he's putting his name on their books and letting them have their time in the spotlight, which is really cool.
That is really cool. That is really cool. So if you were stranded on a, an island with one, or, you know, I don't know, let's say three books, you know, what would you, would you want to read the rest of your natural born life? And one of them could be a
The Hobbit.
So, okay.
Okay. So let's say The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, Silmarillion.
Okay.
we're going to just smooth that into one. Oh gosh. Oh, now you've caught. I'm just going to leave it at that because the rest is going to, I'm that person at the restaurant that orders the same thing because I think too long. So we're going to leave it at that because we'd be here all day.
That keeps you busy, you know? So, tell us about, the poems that you have for us today. What do you like about them? So, what they mean to you? Whatever.
So the two poems that I brought for today are The Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll, which is obviously a very classic poem in and of itself. I actually have the first, first and last stanza on my shoulder as a tattoo. And I really, really love this one. I love it for the absurdity of it and the silliness of it. And I just think it's a lovely little thing. The second poem that I'm going to read today is called Little Orphaned Annie. It's by James Whitcomb Riley. And whenever I was a kid, I used to compete in UIL for poetry and prose competitions where you read poetry or a short piece of prose for judges and you perform it. And this poem is actually the first one that I won first place and kept winning. And I think I was in second or third grade. And James Whitcomb Riley is actually, he's really famous for writing in the dialect of the South where he's from. I think he's from Tennessee. And I might be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that. But writing in the dialect of his own tongue, basically.
Okay.
All right. So shall we?
Let's go. Kick it off.
All right. I'm gonna start with the Jabberwocky because it's just cute. All right. All right. The Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son! The jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the man's own foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree and stood a while in thought. And, as in oofish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the toogly wood and burbled as it came. 1, 2, 1, 2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker snack. He left it dead, and with its head he came galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, Callooh, Callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Bravo, good job.
I love that one.
It is so ridiculous. I love it.
It's so silly. Like, what?
I used to, I mean, I still do, like the comic Garfield by Jim Davis. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I liked about it was he would always, like, make up words. Like, if Garfield was eating lasagna, it would say, like, glarp. Or, you know, he would make up some ridiculous word. And, like, snicker snack. What is that?
Yeah, and it's like, I think that the same, that and like Shakespeare.
Yeah,
it's like, if I don't have a word to express what I want to say right now, I'm just going to make it up and convince people that this is a word they should be using. And we do. We use so many words that Shakespeare just made up.
I know.
That's, it's like, so good funny. Job. Good job, guy. Okay. This is Little Orphan Annie by James Whitcomb Riley. Little Orphan Annie's come to our house to stay, and wash the cups and saucers up, and brush the crumbs away, and shoo the chickens off the porch, and dust the hearth, and sweep, and make the fire, and bake the bread, and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we set around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun a-listening to the witch tales that Annie tells about, and the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy who wouldn't say his prayers. So when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler and his daddy heard him bawl. And when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And when they seeked him in the rafter room and cubbyhole and press and seeked him in the chimney flue and everywhere, I guess. But all they ever found was this tis pants and roundabout. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And one time, a little girl at all us laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once when there was company and the old folks was there, she mocked them and shocked them and said she didn't care. And this she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide. There was two great big black things a-standing by her side, and they snatched her through the ceiling, for she knowed what she's about. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue and the lamp wick sputters and the wind goes woo, and the lightning, and you hear the crickets quit, and the moon is gray, and the lightning bugs and dew is all squinched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them that loves you, and dry the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, or the goblins get you if you don't watch out.
That's awesome. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
That's such a funny, cute loop. So yeah, I read that, performed that when I was like second or third grade, and I just kept winning. I also kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
Every time I read it.
That's awesome. How many times do you think you've performed that?
Oh, so many times. So many.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on and reading to us, letting us get to know you a little bit. Tell us your TikTok one more time, or anything that you want people to go to follow you.
My TikTok is at Adele on location, and my Instagram is at Adele.Spears.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, Thank you very much for coming on, and thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to The Cultured Bumpkin, a literature podcast with Jake Phillips. Thank you very much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed this, would you mind going and subscribing and leaving a nice review on whatever podcast platform you heard this on? I would really appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.